Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world filled with noise, distraction, and division, this is a space to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover the deeper purpose of our lives. Today, I'm inviting you into a gentle practice, a letter-writing ritual to your younger self, an act of forgiveness, gratitude, and care. Over the next moments, we'll move together through memory, compassion, and practical steps that help transform private healing into loving action for others. The big question for this episode is simple but powerful. What would you tell the younger you if love were your only language? Think about that for a second. If every word came from tenderness and understanding, what would you say? This question matters because the stories we carry about ourselves shape how we relate to the world and to the neighbors around us. I want to share a short story that first led me to this ritual. When I was about 16, I made a choice that I thought defined me, and for years after, I carried shame like an extra coat I couldn't take off. I convinced myself that hiding was safer than showing up. Years later, sitting at a little kitchen table with a stack of yellowed notebooks, I began to write a letter to that 16-year-old. I didn't start with apologies or explanations. I started with a sentence I wish someone had said to me back then. You are seen. You are enough. Even on that first try, my chest loosened. I found that speaking gentle truth to my own past changed how I treated people in the present. I became less defensive, more available, more willing to forgive mistakes in others because I had practiced forgiving myself. Why does this work? There are a few reasons, and they are both psychological and deeply human. First, letter writing creates a structured space to name pain without being overwhelmed by it. Putting words to memory helps the brain reframe the narrative, not to erase hurt, but to place it in a larger story of healing. Second, when we intentionally offer ourselves compassion, we train our emotional muscles. That muscle then shows up in relationships. We become patient listeners, not quick critics. Third, this ritual connects to an ancient idea, that to love others well, we first learn to be present with ourselves. When the inner voice is kind, the outer voice follows. Now, a quick content note. If thinking about the past feels raw or difficult, that's okay. Pause this episode, find a safe space, and take a moment. If your memories bring up deep trauma, consider doing this with a counselor or trusted friend nearby. This practice is meant to open healing, not reopen wounds without support. Let's move into practical steps. I'll offer three short prompts you can use when you write. You don't need to write pages. Even a paragraph matters. Prompt 1. Begin with witnessing. Try, I see you. I saw the way you tried, even when it didn't work. Prompt 2. Offer forgiveness and release one conditioned belief. Example, I'm sorry you were made to feel less for what you couldn't control. I'm choosing to let that belief go. Prompt 3. Give a forward-facing blessing. Say something like, may you grow brave enough to try again, and know that love will meet you there. Those three prompts, witness, forgive, bless, form a compact ritual you can repeat. Here are a few sample phrases you can borrow or adapt. If writing is hard, try saying these out loud and letting your voice shape them. I forgive you for thinking you had to be perfect. Thank you for protecting me when I needed it. I promise to listen when you are afraid. Use simple, specific language. It helps the heart translate intention into concrete care. If you're worried about sounding sentimental, remember, tenderness toward yourself isn't indulgence. It's training for deeper generosity toward others. Now, some ideas for what to do with your letter. You can fold it and tuck it in a drawer as a private covenant. You can read it aloud during a quiet time of reflection or prayer. You can share it with a trusted friend or counselor, if that feels safe. Some people keep these letters and revisit them once a year, noting what has changed. Others burn them in a symbolic release. The ritual is less about the final location and more about the act of naming, forgiving, and blessing. Before we pause into a brief reflection, here are a few pacing tips. Give yourself permission to write without editing. Let sentences come rough and real. If tears come, that's okay. Let them. If nothing comes, try speaking to the younger you as if they were in the room. Say one sentence and stop. The heart often needs a small invitation more than a big performance. Reflection moment now. I'll ask a few slow questions. Take the time you need. If you can, have a pen and paper ready. Question 1. What is one thing you wish someone had told you when you were younger? Question 2. What belief about yourself do you want to release today? Question 3. What small promise can you make to your younger self that also helps you show up for others? Breathe. If you want to speak aloud, say the first sentence you feel, "Dear younger me," and let the rest follow.
Ah, I want to remind you, this is not selfish. Healing yourself expands the capacity you have to love outside of yourself. The generosity you practice inwardly becomes a well you draw from when a neighbor needs listening, patience, or mercy. When we repair our own story, we often find we have more patience for the messy, beautiful stories around us.
As we close, hold this thought. The letter you write is a small, repeatable ritual that plants seeds of compassion. It doesn't fix everything overnight, but it starts a habit, a daily, weekly, or seasonal turning toward kindness. Start small. Be consistent. Let the words you offer yourself shape how you open to others.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of Why I Love. If today's conversation moved you, try the letter ritual this week. Write even one paragraph. If it felt meaningful, share this episode with someone who might need encouragement. Subscribe so you won't miss future episodes, and consider leaving a quick rating or note. It helps others find this work too. Remember my signature line, love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Love who you are and watch the world change. Until next time, keep choosing love.